The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine grower. He takes away every branch of me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own, unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you, unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In today's first reading, St. Paul tells us that we are the first fruits of the Spirit. And we also grow within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. This is all part of Romans chapter 8, that chapter of the Bible that is so special to me and my favorite chapter in the whole of the New Testament. By ourselves, in today's gospel, Jesus says, we can do nothing. It is important that we always stay with Christ, that our lives should be fully in Him, and that He is at the center of our lives. It is only when we make Jesus Christ the center of our lives and we step to the side that we can be very successful. Also, in this first reading, St. Paul says we wait for adoption. But even before he gets here, he first says that we have been adopted in Christ Jesus. And because we've been adopted, we can call God our Father. So what adoption is Paul speaking of? Think about our existence in this world, even though we are in Christ Jesus. Think about our existence in this world as being kind of in an exile. We don't receive fully the blessings, the joy, the happiness, the glory that is ours in this world. But we look for that glory, we look for that joy that is complete in the banquet table of the Lord in heaven. So that our time here on earth is only temporary. We don't live as people who belong to this world, people who are this world, but we live as people whose citizenship is that of heaven. So that when our time here is over, we can fully reunite with God in heaven, our true home, where we belong, where we will receive our full adoption and our bodies